Hey everyone, and welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio, a powerful and inspiring podcast set to revolutionize and disrupt healthcare. It's time to put you in the driver's seat and be the force of change necessary for the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey everyone, welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Frank Ritz, and on today's episode, we are going to talk about 10, or maybe I'll even do 12 to 15 superfoods that you can incorporate in your diet in order to be able to boost your health and have a really, really fantastic way to implement things for your wellness beyond, give you a bunch of energy and everything like that. So make sure you stick around for the 10 plus superfoods that you should be eating in order to support and optimize your health. So with today's episode, I wanted to first start off with letting everyone know how grateful I am about how popular our podcast is becoming. And it's because of you, it's because of listeners like you. So we have seen a really good spike in the amount of people that are listening. And I thank you for that personally from the bottom of my heart, that you are tuning in and learning all that you can about unconventional wellness. So I thank you for that. And if you're a brand new listener, let me explain what unconventional wellness is. Unconventional wellness is a mission. It's a focus. It's a project, if you will, in which I am going to let you know as a physician assistant that also has had a degree. I have a master's degree in agriculture. I focus on sustainable agriculture. And really the biggest thing is I want to give you a lot of my expertise that is personal about my overcoming of different health goals and things like that in order to be able to really maximize my future without conventional means. So not trying to take medications, not trying to do things the kind of like really just non-effective way. So I have been able to harness the important pieces of what we know of modern healthcare and have been able to actually incorporate a lot of Eastern or more what we considered ancient philosophies, if you will, but things that have been practiced by humans for many, many years, and to be able to bring them to you, our listeners. So that is what this project is all about. So without further ado, let's get started with the 10 superfoods that I think that you need to be starting today and actually considering for your wellness journey. Now, before we get started, a quick disclaimer. You know, if you're going to start any supplements or anything like that, make sure that always you run these things by your healthcare provider, because we don't want anybody to go out and not have an exact idea about how they should be consuming this or any questions that it may have. If you are currently on medications, we want to make sure that there aren't some form of, you know, cross reactivity, if you will, with any of those supplements or with any of those medications that you're actually on. So make sure that you always talk to your healthcare provider. So you may have heard about a lot of these in the arena of the fact that we have started a new year. So you may have actually seen some people pushing their products and pushing their things. Well, I say do your due diligence and get those things that you think are going to be really good, but allow me to hopefully give you a guideline for those things that you want to go out and go actually get in order to improve your health. So number one, I think, is some form of chlorella and even spirulina. I'm going to kind of lump the two of them together because I have seen a good amount of different supplements that the two of them are sort of becoming like these sister supplements. Let's dive into a little bit about why chlorella, why spirulina, okay? Chlorella is absolutely chock full of very vital vitamins and minerals. It is too many vitamins to announce, plenty of B vitamins, vitamins A, E, and C, and it's bursting with magnesium, which you actually can find in a lot of different leafy greens as well, okay? It also has potassium, iron. It is really, really good. It comes from really algae. It's sort of like the best way that you can actually
really kind of firmly say that it comes from that particular food source. It's something that also can be present in chlorophyll, or excuse me, chlorophyll is present inside of it. And the chlorophyll in there is really great for aiding in digestion and actually helping detoxify the body. So it is one of those ones that I take, and I've seen it even actually marketed as calling it like an internal deodorizer. So it's really amazing at like doing stuff like binding up toxins that we may in fact get through beauty products or clothing or our water. So therefore it's really great at helping bind up those in the body to help us eliminate them. One of the biggest reasons why I'm on chlorophyll, or excuse me, chlorella, is because it is known as being a chelating agent. A chelating agent is very much a way of binding up, and that process is called chelation of heavy metals. And so the chelation of heavy metals is super important because I didn't want to focus on all of the other aspects of my health without focusing on detoxifying my body, because I knew that there was quite a bit of things that needed to be detoxified out of my body. So that's number one. Number two, since we're already thinking about, different ways to be able to detoxify the body, let's talk then about spirulina. So spirulina is, like I said, it's sort of like a very complementary type of superfood. It is found mainly in algae. It's very high in protein, and it is full of wonderful antioxidants. And so it has both proteins, essential amino acids in it. It's really great for iron, or for its high iron content. And it is really good, surprisingly, for being able to help boost your metabolism. Most of the biggest reasons, though, that a lot of people have actually been able to utilize spirulina in a very good way is it helps alleviate stress, feelings of anxiousness, even feelings of being down, or even the symptoms related to premenstrual syndrome. So it's really wonderful as an additive for mental health as well. It actually comes from, jokingly, it can also come from different things that, like, it just kind of sits around in pond water, if you will. So sometimes it has a little bit of a really interesting flavor to it, because it is, in fact, just that. It is actually, it comes from algae. The next one on our list, number three, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, these are in no particular order whatsoever, but number three is wheatgrass. It is wonderful and chock full of so much nutrition that some places actually will say that it can have up to multiple servings. In one standard ounce of wheatgrass juice, you can have enough servings of your vegetables that take up usually about half of your day. So it's a very powerful food. It is full of lots of different ways to be able to give you energy, lots of nutrients, live enzymes, and things like that. And the best part about it is that it's actually super easy to digest. And so when we digest it, it actually goes into being able to do its thing in our body very quickly, okay? You want to make sure that you consume it quickly, because it can do something like mix with the oxygen in the air. And, unfortunately, it becomes a little, it doesn't become as amazingly good for you if it's been sitting out for a long time. So pretty much the way that a lot of juice places and things like that will even give it to you is they'll actually have it growing, then they cut it immediately, and then they juice it and put it directly into your juice, and you're supposed to drink it as quickly as you can, okay? Wheatgrass has all 9 essential amino acids, and it has a bunch of minerals in it as well. It actually has, it affects being able to have digestion improve, and it actually can help with the regulation of bad bacteria, or like the bacteria that can cause a lot of discomfort, inflammation, and things like that inside the gut. It's really great for being able to help with that as well. It actually is showing some positive in research that it can actually help reduce your cholesterol, and have positive effects on things like diabetes, cancer, and other kind of chronic skin conditions. So superfood, absolutely awesome. Wheatgrass is number three. Number four is moringa. All right. Moringa just kind of like started emerging in the superfoods market. It is not one that has been very well known up until recently. And so now you'll be able to actually find it very much so in your Whole Foods and your other places that, you know, actually have those types of superfoods within them. So it is very, it's actually really awesome to consider that it's now very beneficial and very much found in a lot of our food stores. But anyway, it comes from India. It's actually been mainly used for more of a medicinal plant, and it's actually referred to as sometimes called the miracle tree. So it actually has a lot of iron in it, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin A, and which is really interesting because you'll actually see that those would be like nutrients that if you want to follow a vegan diet, it's wonderful to consider to add for those that actually have you know, a vegan lifestyle. The other things that we want to think about are the skin manifestations that it can help. It can help with headaches and diabetes and everything like that. We just need more research on that. But Moringa is absolutely really good. It actually kind of has a similar flavor profile to like a leafy green, especially like spinach. Okay. But it is definitely one that is showing unbelievable promise. And it is actually a really great superfood that I wanted to make sure that we put on our top 10. Number five is going to be matcha green tea. So those folks in Asia that have been drinking green tea, especially matcha green tea for centuries, absolutely. It is one that I am so grateful now. It has made its way from the East and now it's now a lot more commonplace here in our, in the West. And I really, cannot tell you enough about matcha green tea. It is wonderful at being able to, green tea benefits, of course. It actually can really help out with, improved energy and focus. But the most important thing is that it has an amino acid in it called L-theanine. And the L-theanine is, it does a couple of different things. It gives you a really good, ability to feel a pick-me-up, you know, with its natural caffeine content. Excuse me, but it can also increase your alertness, increase your concentration, but mainly is starting to show some promise. L-theanine is, it's showing some promise with mental health. It's helping with combating the symptoms of feeling down. It's really good at combating those feelings of anxiousness. So matcha green tea is absolutely one of those ones that I love to actually get into my my green smoothies, or especially I will have a matcha green tea as a pick me up in the afternoon. What's really interesting, and this is completely side note, is that I'm kind of a movie buff and I absolutely love movies. And in Karate Kid Part 2, I did not know that they were actually going through an entire tea ritual, that actually involved matcha tea. I had no idea that it looks like the green powder back in that movie from the 1980s is actually matcha green tea. So look at that coming full circle in my life to be able to see that, it absolutely is a truly wonderful, superfood to consider in your diet. Number six for me is lemon. Okay. Lemon. You were actually thinking like, wow, really? Like an actual food on the superfoods list, right? Well, yes, because lemon is phenomenal. Actually, any type of citrus food, but lemon in particular is really great because it has high potassium and vitamin C. So, some of the benefits of potassium and vitamin C is that it can help with nerves. It can help with the brain. And it can help with a healthy heart. It's really great for cardiovascular health, okay? But the biggest thing is that it is phenomenal as a detoxification agent. And it helps establish what the correct pH, which is a level of acid or base that is happening in our bodies. It's really important to say that we want to maintain that specific, more neutral pH in our body. And lemon can absolutely help with that. The other things that it can do is it can absolutely have cleaning. You can totally help you clean your house. It can help with some digestive symptoms that you might be having. And really, it is just so wonderfully good to put as a cleanser on your salads and things like that. Really wonderful for that. You can actually even put it over avocado, and it's a small trick that lemon over apple or avocado will help it brown and oxidize a little bit on the slower side. So it's actually a pretty cool thing that we do with lemons. But lemon is number six on our list of the top 10, or at least my consideration of the top 10 supplements that you need to go ahead and get started right now. Number seven is beetroot. Beetroot, or eating beets, is really, really good as a additive to your green smoothie. You can actually get it as a powder, directly, put it inside of your smoothies. It will turn everything that nice, pretty red color. Just make sure that when you source any of the products that we've talked about on the top 10, that you absolutely do not get them with a lot of added sugar. Preferably no sugar would be really great to make sure that it has that. Okay. A lot of people are using it by, putting it in smoothies. Like I said, some of the most amazing benefits of beetroot are that it has betaine, and betaine is really great as an antioxidant in the body. So it really helps against things like chronic inflammation or any type of oxidation that can actually happen inside of the blood that can hurt internal organs. And so it's really great to be able to use it like that. Add it like to anything that you want. You can add it to food. You can add it to batters if you're doing anything like that. But yeah, it is really, really fantastic. Beetroot is a wonderful addition to anybody's regimen. I would like to say that number eight, let's talk about acai, right? A-C-A-I. Well, it's an acai berry, okay? People are very familiar with acai, and you know, there are really, really good for a lot of the antioxidant benefits that acai actually has. So they look a lot like a blueberry, but they are kind of more difficult to come by. They come from Brazil, and unfortunately, they are mainly shipped, not in a fresh way. Normally you'll see them like dried or something like that, but some health food stores can actually carry them fresh. Okay. You can totally like eat them like regular berries. You can juice them. You can put them in, or people have them in powders and everything like that. But those are a bunch of different ways that you could take it. So these berries that come from the acai are supposedly so beneficial in terms of the amount of antioxidants that they have a lot of our berries beat out. So like blueberries or strawberries, they can have, the acai berries can actually have more of those antioxidants per serving than a lot of those other different types of berries. So huge antioxidant, really great for cardiovascular health. Really great that if you have high blood sugars, or even it can actually help with, you know, fine lines, wrinkles, and things like that, with really, really cool aging conditions it can help out with as well. Surprisingly enough, one last thing about acai is that they're showing that they have omega fatty acids in it, okay? And it actually has both 3 and 6, which are, you know, in a very healthy ratio, that's not a bad thing whatsoever. So it can actually help with cardiovascular health, and it can even help with keeping your cholesterol, in the normal limits if you consider taking it as well. So really, really good. Number eight on the list is acai. Number nine, and then number 10, which I'm actually throwing in there as a lot of fun. Number nine for me is baobab. Baobab is a African fruit that has been used in the continent of Africa for many, many years. It apparently helps with different things like gastrointestinal problems, and you can even have some fevers related to, like, mainly what has been found is having too little of vitamin C, okay? It really just has a huge amount of vitamin C, and so it's really great for helping you be pepped up in the afternoon. So I love baobab either in the morning or in the afternoon. It's actually being touted as possibly one of the highest types of fruits that contains vitamin C. Okay. So really great for your skin, really great for fine lines and wrinkles. And it actually can help out even with weight loss. It will, sort of like boost your metabolism, and then you can take it, maybe consider as a pre-workout, like a more natural pre-workout drink, to go in there and really do well in the gym if you're actually using it for that. Full of like really great minerals. It's got iron, magnesium, zinc, calcium, copper. And a lot of those things help boost your immune system as well. Okay. So, juice away, add this to whatever, but baobab is a really wonderful complement to anybody's, consideration of superfoods. And, last but certainly not least on the list, like I said, none of these even really have, any particular order. I actually utilize all of these every single day. But this is because I wanted to share all the different ones that I love with you guys. But, one that is surprising on this top 10 list, hopefully for you guys, is chocolate, but not the chocolate that you're thinking. So we're not picking up like Hershey's Kisses. So I'm not giving you the green light to go out there and just eat a bunch of processed chocolate. Instead, what you want to consider is using cacao. Okay. Cacao is the direct and most pure way of consuming chocolate. Okay. It is not blended with sugar. It is not blended with milk. It is not turned into something that's sweet and tastes good and makes you want to keep eating more and more and more. Okay. Now I warn you, cacao comes in a bunch of different versions. It can come as a powder, but it can also come as something called a cacao or a cacao nib. And these nibs, you would sit there and you look at them and you're like, oh, that must be great. It's chocolate. So you pop them into your mouth, but it actually is a very bitter taste that you are not used to when it comes to chocolate. Okay. So you want to really consider understanding the benefit of cacao over the long term and being able to sort of like work your way into understanding that it starts out real bitter, but it is wonderful for adding to your superfood complements. Huge antioxidant, really amazing at being able to help support the cardiovascular system, helping improve blood flow, especially helping with cholesterol, and even being able to show some capability of it being able to help in a cardiovascular way with a condition called atherosclerosis. Now I'm not to say that, you know, we know that it's going to reduce those plaques on the insides of those blood vessels, but it absolutely can help overall to optimize your cardiovascular system. So that was it. That was the top 10, or at least I should say the 10 superfoods that I think that you should consider putting into your diet right now. But let's go ahead and give you a couple of bonuses that I really think are awesome. And I've been using them very much so in a very positive way, and has really helped out a lot. And that is, number one of these is hemp seeds. I love hemp seeds. They are super, super cool that they are higher in protein. Okay. They are loaded with lots of different vitamins and minerals and things like that. And it's really good because they have a lot of great fatty acids. Okay. Fatty acids in the body are really great for helping reduce inflammation. So I especially love hemp seeds in my in any of my diet, in order to be able to maximize their benefit. There is a lot of different ways that they can help with overall inflammation of the body, right? They can help out with different things like joint pain and, some skin manifestations, and even seasonal times where the seasonal threats love to happen with us in April. Okay. They're really good at being able to improve digestion and everything like that. So I've been adding hemp seeds to my Bulletproof coffee or even a smoothie. I love them. They are really good at sort of thickening that smoothie, giving it a nice smooth texture as well. So I absolutely love those in my smoothies. The second bonus one that I want to talk about was goji berries. Goji berries are phenomenal for being able to really give the body a bunch of beta carotene. Okay. Very high in vitamin C, very high in fiber, and they are really, really wonderful as a fruit because they also have protein in them, which is really interesting. All right. So you can add them to cereals and yogurts and smoothies and all that kind of stuff. And they are a really wonderful benefit. One slight word of caution about goji berries when it comes to individuals who are looking to sort of optimize the inflammation that they have in their body, especially if you're following something like the autoimmune protocol. You want to avoid nightshades, okay? Goji berries, although there's a lot of really great benefit to goji berries, they're actually in the nightshade family. So if you are trying to remove those kind of more known nightshades, if you're following the AIP, then you might want to go ahead, or you want to make sure that you don't consume goji berries. Last, but certainly not least, is turmeric. That is my go-to unbelievable spice that is just so wonderful. I call it my little golden pellet. It is phenomenal at really helping the body. It has a lot of research, but there is even actually more research that is being done to try to actually incorporate turmeric into everybody's lifestyle. If you can start something additionally to yourself amongst these other superfoods, turmeric is definitely awesome. It is actually sometimes touted as one of the most important superfoods that we now know of ever. Okay, it is absolutely fantastic. So the active ingredient in turmeric is something called curcumin. And curcumin is what also can help give the turmeric its distinctive yellow color. So be careful with turmeric. It does really wonderful as being able to stain a lot of things. I have pants that are stained because of turmeric and all that kind of stuff. But it is really wonderful. It is anti-inflammatory. It's a very strong antioxidant, okay? And really, you know, it is important to consider turmeric because of those wonderful benefits that I talked about with being anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. What I like to do is I also like to use pink pepper or black pepper because, surprisingly enough, it helps with absorbing all of the curcumin that you possibly can inside of it. Okay, it is just so good at helping with even the neurological function and everything like that. And they're showing that it might, in fact, even help with different types of brain diseases, okay? So maybe like depression and Alzheimer's is actually really good at being able to help boost the neurotrophic factor inside of the brain, which actually helps the brain function, okay? Turmeric is phenomenal, and that's why I want to make sure that I include it quickly as one of these bonuses. But that was it, guys. That is the 10 superfoods that I would recommend to get started in your diet as soon as possible. I love bringing these podcasts to you guys, and I am so happy to see that you guys are getting some value. But as always, if you wouldn't mind, please leave me a comment. And actually, I would love to open up questions that I can answer for you. So I'd love to like set up maybe a Q&A in the next couple of weeks in order to be able to answer your listener questions. So if you wouldn't mind, email me at frank@ritz essentials.com. And I would love to have your questions that are related to unconventional wellness. But in the meantime, if you're a brand new listener, thank you. Welcome to the podcast. And please make sure that you click that subscribe button so you can always get this content as I release it. And then in addition to, leave me a comment or leave me a rating and review. I love seeing those as well. But send your questions to me and we will have a Q&A here in the immediate future. One other thing that I am getting very excited about is this month. If you know of him, he is the paleo cardiologist. His name is Dr. Jack Wolfson. Both he and his wife have moved toward natural wellness, and I have the pleasure of bringing Dr. Wolfson onto our show. So please stay tuned for that. I'll be releasing that by the end of the month. And until then, check out all of our previous episodes and let me know that we're spot on. Give me a message, shoot me an email, and we cannot wait to see you again on our next podcast. This is Unconventional Wellness Radio. I'm Frank, I'm your host, and I hope that you have an absolutely wonderful day. Take care now, everybody.